From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Wednesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. We'll talk about something over the next hour or so here with you. We got some football. We got some other things. We're knee-deep in technology again today. So a lot going on, at least for us, as Ole Miss and Missouri take it to Columbia. Saturday night is 6:30. Is that right?
Six o'clock, right?
6 o'clock?
Next week, 6:30.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. 6 o'clock from Columbia, so we'll talk a little bit about that today on the podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon. Free gas for your sweepstakes, still ongoing. Running through Halloween, so you got a few weeks left in that. If you've got that Mobile Rewards Plus card, which you should, I've been telling you about that for, frankly, years at this point, make sure you take advantage, use it, get at least 8 gallons of gas, and when you do that, you're automatically entered. Free gas for a year at any Blue Sky location in Mississippi or the Oxford Exxon. Again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. I'll be there tomorrow at Clark Ford. Get to see my friend Corey Clark, getting my truck serviced. Corey's lined me up to be a speaker, Chase.
A speaker?
I'm speaking at a some sort of a, like a, I don't know whether it's Rotary or what.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. I've spoke to some Rotary clubs. It's fine.
You've probably done it a lot more than I have. I used to do more speaking when I first got here than I do now.
The Rotary and the Kiwanis and all that stuff?
Yeah, and I would do the quarterback club. Hadn't done that in a while. it's been a minute. Anyway, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey. Tell Corey what Ford you're interested in, what Ford you're looking at. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You just get your quote, and the rest is up to you. Here's what I can tell you as a loyal Clark Ford customer. I'm driving one. My wife's driving one. One of my girls is driving one. The other one's driving a Grenada Nissan. We'll talk about them later in the show. But you get great service. Corey takes really good care of you. He wants to be your car guy. He wants to be your truck guy. He'll prove to you what that means once you get started with your relationship. And the way to do that is to call 662-257-1900.
Yeah, I don't think the whole quarterback club thing from a media standpoint, it kind of went off the rails after that Kellenberger incident a few years ago, where he basically got into an argument with them in the middle of the show or whatever it was.
Yeah. Being frank,
sure,
it's a really older group, and they're a little overprotective, and whoever did that to Kellenberger should be ashamed.
Yeah, I guess it has been a while. I was trying to think. Yeah, anyway, sorry. I'm a little scatterbrained this morning. I've had some stuff go on. You and I are trying to not be idiots as we move towards Saturday night. So we got a lot of stuff going on that, frankly, you guys aren't seeing right now. But hopefully, it makes the product more valuable as we move forward. I'll put it that way.
I woke up this morning and I would have bet anything short of my existence that it was Thursday. My week is completely fried from all of this stuff, and you know me pretty well. My car is clean. This room has always been clean.
When yeah, you're finished, kind of a neat freak.
No, I'm not kind of a neat freak. I'm a neat freak. If I see dog hair on the floor, I'm sweeping, vacuuming. I'm a cleaner. And this room right now is not clean. And I'm kind of proud of myself that my skin's not crawling. I'm looking forward to it being organized, but I've had to surrender a modicum of control. And that has been difficult. Like this morning, because we had to take a bunch of stuff down yesterday from the normal setup to do the new setup, which is still not completely done at all.
No. It's in the broken egg phase of making the omelet.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we've broken the egg. And anyway, when I went to reassemble enough to be able to do this podcast this morning, I realized just how many wires there are. And when Jay told me he's bringing $70 worth of cords, as he said, I felt my skin crawl a little, but I pulled it together. I said, it's going to be okay. We're gonna make this. It's going to work.
Yeah. As I told Neil, this is not going to be a mobile studio. This is going to get into a spot, and then it is going to stay there. That's it. Period. Do not touch a thing. Do not turn a knob. Don't touch anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll have like what we have right now that we could take on the road.
Yeah.
But the stuff that's getting set up is staying set up.
I think it's going to even enhance the regular show, though, in multiple ways.
Well, sounds going to be better.
Sounds going to be better. I think the setup from, frankly, even a comfort standpoint for us, where we can just kind of talk and a little more natural flow, probably a lot of stuff that's going to be a little better. Well, it'll be noticeable for the daily listener.
I'll tell you this, it's already positively impacted my kind of workflow, because yesterday, for example, Laura had a mandatory work dinner last night. Their whole OUB people had a thing. And so she was gone from 5 until, it was after 8, I guess. And so I had football, and also I had to get Carson to middle school practice. Their middle school season has started. He made the OMS team. He's one of 4 seventh graders on the team. I'm pretty proud of him. Anyway, they had their first official season practice. They practiced all summer. But anyway, so I had to get him to
Oxford. So one of those voluntary summer workouts like we hear all the time, real quick.
Yeah, they had voluntary practices.
Wink, wink, quote marks.
And they were voluntary. And I love his coach. His coach is great. He works their butt off, and I like that. He's tough on them, but I like that. He's a really good coach, because he's the perfect mix of he doesn't take any crap. He's tough on them. He'll yell at them, but he cares about them. You can tell he genuinely cares about the kids, and I like that. That's for me, that's the perfect mix. I like that for my son. He's respectful. He works him. If Carson does something bad, he tells him. If Carson isn't focused, he gets on him for not being focused. But if he can tell that maybe he's having a bad day because something happened at school or something like that, I think he has the ability to go, hey, are you okay? Everything all right? And then after practices, he turns that off, and he's nice to them. I like that. I like that a lot. So anyway, I'm a big fan of his. Regardless, they had their first practice. So I got him to his practice, and then I went to the football, and I did post-practice stuff. I ran back here after practice. I turned the oven on so it could be getting warm, and threw up the Jonathan Mingo video that's up on rebelgrove.com. It's part of the Rivals Network. You should join. It's cheap. The price stays the same. I think it's been the same since the Jefferson administration. Anyway, and then I ran back to the high school to get him from practice. I got back here with him. I said, go take your shower, and I cooked his dinner. I did breakfast for dinner. And so I got all that done, and then once he sat down to eat, I came in here and threw my notebook together and stuff. But my point was, in the past, I would have had to sit in the kitchen up on the bar or come in here and work from that couch, which was not comfortable. And now I had the desk and stuff, and it was really comfortable. I turned on the Rays Astros game and banged it out in, I don't know, 20 minutes. And threw a notebook up, and I was afraid the notebook wouldn't go up until after 9, but I think it was up by 8:20. It's more than anybody wanted to know about my.
It's a weird lull day, because we've been really, really occupied. There's not really any storyline heading into this week, because everybody kind of knows what's up. I mean, Matt Corral, obviously, and stuff like that, but I mean, from a long term talking point standpoint, there's not a ton here.
Nope.
You know, I did think about this. It's kind of hit me last night because somebody texted me a couple days ago and said, you know, with all the chancellor stuff, all the whatever, the guy that's really benefiting here is Matt Luke. Nobody's talking about him, and it was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, I think you could go the other way with that because this team is getting better. Now, what's the record going to be? I don't know, but they're getting better. Some of the young guys have played well. I think there's a lot to be excited about with some of the younger dudes. Point being, if everybody was in a really good mood from a positive chancellor search, I think it would bring that to light more. I think in some ways everybody's so just pissed off in general that it's put a little bit of a damper on some of the football stuff. And I get it's just a couple weeks. I get it was Vanderbilt. I understand all that. But I don't know. In some ways, I feel like if the overall mood of the university was a little better, there'd probably be a little more positive vibes about the football program, and you're just not getting that right now. You're still getting the yeah, but, which is relevant in some ways. But in some ways, I think people are kind of missing what should be a little bit of a fun period here, and they're just not picking that up because of everything else.
Yeah, I thought about something similar yesterday. I don't know why. It's kind of funny because we haven't had this conversation. I thought to myself, we focus so much on the technical part of hopefully our first show Saturday. Hopefully. We'll have something. I don't know what it'll be. And I thought, what's the content going to be? Because the computers say that Missouri is going to win handedly. I'm not saying it. You're not saying it. But the computers are saying it. And they're right a lot. They said that Ole Miss would beat Vanderbilt pretty handedly, and they did. And I thought, what if that happens? A veteran Missouri team with a grad transfer quarterback who's pretty good, at home, handles a young team on the road pretty well. Say it happens.
Say it looks like the Carolina game where they beat them, you know, 30-17 or something, whatever.
Yeah, okay. That's a good example. So it kind of looks like that. I thought, what's the reaction? And I think we're back. This is where things are kind of weird. And it's where, frankly, I don't know what to expect from the new chancellor. Because the guy says so much stuff now that I think, on one hand, he doesn't have a plan. And on the other hand, he has these specific plans. On one hand, he doesn't really know. And on the other hand, there are rumors out there that are just difficult to ignore. People say, what's the rumor? Okay, I'll tell you the rumor. The rumor is, and I stress rumor, underlined, italicized, the whole shooting match. So if you come out and say, I said this, you got this wrong.
AKA the crap we hear every day, pretty much, is what you're saying.
But yeah, people say, well, I want to know the rumors. Okay. Well, the rumor is he's going to hire John Hartwell as his AD, and Walker Jones is going to be a deputy AD, essentially.
Oh, I hadn't even heard that one.
Yeah, I've heard that one a lot.
Oh, you're telling me something I haven't heard.
Is it true? I have no idea. To my knowledge, it's...
I don't think Boyce and Hartwell had any pre-existing relationship.
No, but it's clear Boyce has a lot of relationships with other people who are pulling this. There's way too many good old boys who are happy about this for there not to be something going on. Keeping it real. And we're not talking about the Oxford bubble, by the way. This is a different bubble. The Oxford bubble...
They didn't win.
Athens or Mayo.
Yeah.
They didn't get their wish. Anyway, that's the rumor. Is it true? I don't know. Rumor. Underlined. Italicized. Bolded. I don't know. Bigger font. Whole deal. Rumor. But my point is getting around is this. If they lose on Saturday, let's say they lose, like you said, 14 points, 2 touchdowns. Convincingly lose, not embarrassingly lose, but lose. I think a lot of the stuff goes back to we got to get rid of Matt Luke. Hey, what's going to happen with an AD? Because I do think there's going to be a change at AD. I think it's going to happen fairly quickly based on the way that Boyce talks to other media outlets. And if that's the case, is there going to be a pressure on a new AD to change for change's sake? And I don't know. I don't think so because I don't think logically it's the right move. But I think if you read between the lines of some of the things Boyce has said to other media about attendance and enthusiasm and all of that stuff, he can't be tone deaf to the fact that a lot of people view him as illegitimate and view him as the subject, as the result of a corrupt search, for lack of a better word, fixed search, probably the better word. Does he try to distract people from that by making a change? Change is sometimes exciting for people. I don't know. It's what's weird about the next couple of weeks. If they lose to Missouri and then lose to Texas A&M and we're back to 3-5 and people are generally pissy going into an open date, does the tone change? Because, as you know, the tone can change a lot in 4 weeks. And momentum can get going on something that today has no real momentum. It can have a lot of momentum in 4 weeks.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we'll.
I just don't know. I just don't know where it goes, because now his presence, and he's going to Birmingham next week for a president's meeting. I mean, he's basically on the job. His presence on the job changes things, unless he comes out or has an AD come out that says, we're not making a change in football right now. We're back to now. No news is ambiguous. Instead of no news is good news, or no news is no news, we're approaching the point where no news is pretty ambiguous. Quite frankly, if I'm Matt Luke and company, I'm really wanting to win one of these next two games. Go into that open date 4-4.
No, you got a 5 on the schedule, and then you know you're going to get a chance in Starkville that night.
Yeah, you're going to have a chance in Starkville to get to the Liberty Bowl or the whatever bowl takes a 6-6 team. And the other question that got asked, and I'd love to know the answer to this, and there's no one to ask it to yet. Based on what I hear, Ole Miss is going to have a really good APR. Would Ole Miss at 5-7 take an APR bowl bid?
Oh. Sure, you'll take it. Why not?
Well, the only way you wouldn't take it is if you were planning on making a change.
Oh, okay, fair enough. It's a good splice point. We'll continue in a second. First, I'll tell you about Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. With flu season approaching quickly, they have flu vaccines available with a $0 copay on most insurance plans. No one has time to wait in line for the overworked pharmacist at the chain drugstore, so stop by one of their locally owned pharmacies where they have multiple pharmacists available, dedicated to getting you in and out as quickly and painlessly as possible on the square in Holly Springs or off South Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. That's 662-236-2222.
Podcast also sponsored by Elite Dental Care, with offices throughout West Tennessee and Germantown, Jackson, and Trenton. Elite Dental Care has 5 doctors with more than 75 years of combined experience. With their different areas of expertise, the doctors at Elite Dental Care offer convenience along with the latest in technology. Elite Dental Care focuses on staying up to date on all the latest technology, including intraoral cameras, digital x-rays and impressions, 3D x-rays, and more. Elite Dental Care offers both conscious sedation and IV sedation for patients that are anxious or scared, or for those that might not be fearful but just have a lot of work to do and can't afford to take time off work for multiple visits. And with sedation, Elite Dental Care is able to get much more work done in one visit, which ultimately saves the patient time and money. So if you're looking for a dentist in West Tennessee or the Memphis area, call Dr. Mark Harper, Dr. Clint Buchanan, and Dr. Mike Farah at Elite Dental Care. To reach the doctors at Elite Dental Care, go to EliteDentalCare.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Podcast is also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by Splinter Creek. It's a gated conservation community located 8 miles southwest of Oxford, 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. They've been featured in Garden and Gun, Architectural Digest, Southern Living. They're 34 lakefront lots. They range in size from 2 to 25 acres, 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. It's a preserve for turkey and deer. It's a flyway for birds and home to bald eagles. Frankly, you'll get out there, you'll almost forget where you are. It's idyllic. The lakes are the main streets of Splinter Creek. Each has a combination of docks and floating piers, pavilions with fire pits, outdoor kitchens for use by homeowners. They have all the water is professionally managed monthly by American Sportfish. It's one of the largest producers of live freshwater fish for stocking in the Southeast U.S. If you're thinking about moving to Oxford, retiring in Oxford, you owe it to yourself to get in touch with the people at Tom Smith Land and Homes. Get a tour of Splinter Creek, 601-898-2772 or splintercreekms.com.
Podcast is brought to you by Visit Oxford. VisitOxfordMS.com is the website. Go to the events page. It's everything going on in town this week. It's not a home football weekend, but those return soon. And during, you got public double-decker bus tours on the Friday at 3 and 4 o'clock. Thurgood Mountain every Thursday night and plenty more. So bookmark it. Keep it close to you to see what is going on, whether you're coming to town for a weekend or you live here. Just curious, the options during the week. A lot of Faulkner stuff this week, including the trail marker unveiling on Thursday at 4 o'clock at Roanoke. So again, visit oxfordms.com/events. Yeah, you know, one thing, really seriously, I mean, for the Daily Listener, you're probably going to get a little better show because I think we're really close to going streaming in the mornings. We probably should do just a touch of show prep in that circumstance. It probably should include just a little more organization because I don't want to lose the organic nature of it, but I have a feeling with a camera on us, more likely to try to stay on task a little bit for compared to what we do now.
Oh, I think it's going to help both of us be more focused.
Yeah.
Because frankly, we've done this for so long that, I mean, I don't want to throw you under the bus here because I do it too, but there are times like I'm doing ads and I finish the ads and you're nowhere to be seen. It's because you got into something. I think it's going to focus to be more. It's going to force us to be more on task when we're doing the podcast, actually into the podcast.
We take advantage of the fact that we both think on our feet pretty well. And yeah, we've done so many of them that there's no, like, I mean, you're not nervous every morning or anything. So it's just, okay, fine, whatever. I'll say something. I mean, today's a good example. I mean, we're 21 minutes into this thing, 22 minutes or whatever. And right before the show, our last thoughts are, I don't know what we're talking about. Okay, good. Just start talking. Something will pop up. And here we are.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I think I'll actually have a notepad with a list in front of me is what I'm saying moving forward. I think that's very likely. I'll be more versed in, like, the night before noticing things that need to be written down, I think.
It's so weird because when I did radio in Mobile, we went on the air at 3. And there wasn't a day in almost 6 years where I didn't put at least an hour and a half, usually 2 to 3 hours of show prep in. I look back on those years, man. I don't know how I managed all that stuff. I must have been a terrible father, awful husband. I didn't mean to be. But I had a full-time job at the Mobile Register that was, it wasn't 8 to 5. It was bigger than that.
Probably haven't put an hour of show prep into a show the entire time we've been doing this podcast.
No.
Just lifting the curtain for everybody.
I guess there have been a few where we've put some prep in.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a guest where you got to really kind of be on it, okay. But mostly, nah.
And maybe that's why it's been good. I don't know. With radio, you had to have prep. I had to be prepped. Otherwise, I.
Why do you think it's so different?
I don't know. And maybe my show in Mobile, thinking about it, would have been better if I would have just gone in there and I didn't have the freedom to do it. Frankly, there is a certain freedom to being your own boss. I didn't have the freedom there to just do the type of radio that I kind of wanted to do, which was a lot of, frankly, the radio that's really successful today.
The Levitard-style stuff?
Yeah, they wanted guest. They wanted format. Hey, in this segment, we talk Alabama football. Now, we've talked about Alabama. Let's talk about the Tigers. They wanted that kind of radio, and I always thought, God, it's so formulaic. But you're paying me. I always wanted to be more a little more organic, more opinionated, more. I really, the show that I wanted to do, and it wouldn't have worked there, I don't think. I almost wanted to do the Levitard show years before the Levitard show was a thing. I wanted to be a little sillier because I saw what happened when we did stuff that was just totally off topic. You could see the jump.
And that's probably why I'm most excited about these shows on Saturday night and even in the morning show a little bit. Because, I mean, I don't know what we're going to do. Like, I don't, at the beginning at least, I don't think we're taking calls in the morning. But, I mean, there's a chat box there. You can get comments and different things. I do think it opens it up for a little more flow, a little more organic. And, like, some of those post-game stuff, like you said, I mean, you got a cocktail. You're just kind of talking. So that's got a chance to really go off into some good directions, I think. That's probably the main thing I like about what we're trying to do here. I mean, it's what Jay's doing, but you know he's by himself, which is a very talented thing, but it's also much harder. It's much easier to play off another human being.
Sure. You know, and I'm not Jay. Like, when we do Greatest Pod in the South, that's Jay's show. I'm smart enough to see it. I just drive the ship.
Let him talk about all the crazy crap he talks about every day.
Yeah, because like they went to Steel Panther last night in Mobile.
I saw that.
Yeah, he took his daughter.
Did he really?
I think so.
Sorry, guys.
Courtney was there because I heard her in the background when I was talking to Jay.
How many times has he seen this band?
A bunch.
What do you wear?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just curious.
You ever read Steel Panther lyrics?
I have never sought them out. However, I've heard you read them on GPIT from time to time.
There.
I didn't realize he kind of followed them around, though.
Nah, I don't think he follows them around.
He drove to Mobile to see them.
Well, no, they're doing a campus visit at South Alabama.
Here's the question, though. Did he coincide that with the concert? Or was that just happenstance?
I think it was a little bit of both.
Okay. Hey, let's not go this weekend. You know, next weekend, Steel Panther's down there. We really should pick that weekend.
I think it was kind of like that.
Okay.
Like, hey, we're going to do this in the next couple of weeks. Uh-oh, they're there on this. Why don't we do it this day? But that's not particularly abnormal. That's like, I've done that with the Cubs my whole life.
When it's Steel Panther, it's a little more abnormal.
Maybe so.
I love you, Jay. I'm not making fun, but I'm just.
But thank God they're doing it that way. And
it's
coming up here.
Oh. I would be in a cold sweat panic without Jay Tate this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest. I mean, I would be.
Well, because we've got two different pieces of equipment that.
We're not. I know what one of them does. I have no idea how to hook it up. And the other one, I don't even know what it does.
Yeah.
Nothing. No clue. It'll be all right.
It'll be okay.
Who'd y'all get yesterday?
Jonathan Mingo.
Okay.
Luke Knox and Jacob Peeler.
How's Mr. Mingo?
He was good. We did a good job with him, and he loosened up, and we asked him some funny questions, and we got some funny answers. He's also, like, full circle on this, is he's one of now, because yesterday, Braylon Sanders, the hamstrings acted up again. Braylon Sanders, when you do a hamstring injury in week one, you're never the same the rest of the season, period. And that's what's happening to him. He aggravated it against Alabama, and now he's back to day-to-day. And Elijah has something going on. He's going to play Saturday. He'll be fine, but he didn't practice yesterday. So it's a bunch of kids. It's Dennis Jackson and Jalen Jackson and Mingo, Miles Battle, Jamarcus Gregory. It's just a bunch of kids. Freshmen, redshirt freshmen. I know Miles is a sophomore, but he didn't play much last year. And that's what you kind of realize when you talk to Peeler about it. They're really young. And you look at the impact freshmen that they have offensively, and now some of the DBs that are out there that are basically starters. If this group grows together and they follow it up with more classes, there is an arc.
Yeah, the skill players on both sides of the ball.
Well, and not just skill players. I mean, Broker's got a chance to be a really, really good left tackle in this league.
Although, I know I'm being a little whatever, but I'll also argue left tackle has become a skill position.
That's fair. Jalen Cunningham has been a difference maker offensive.
He has changed them a little bit. There's no doubt.
Yes. So, I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff there. You know, Mingo and, of course, Ely and Connor and Plumlee. And for the people who are giving up on Matt Corral, he's played 4 games as a starter. It's a little quick to give up. There's just a lot. Luke Knox is a redshirt freshman? Or I guess a sophomore?
Yep, that's right.
Just a lot of young guys playing big roles. It's the funniest thing I get. It's the first time in 12 years I get accused of it. I get accused of being a homer because I say they're getting better. And people say, but they lost to Memphis. And I say, but that has nothing to do with getting better. Nothing. They're better now. One of the mailbag questions was about Missouri and they lost to Wyoming. And I said, I don't know. I don't know that you can look at a game in the middle of October and say, well, that day in August, what with Ole Miss? I mean, the team that played at Memphis would get beat badly by the team right now.
Oh, gosh.
They've really improved. Now, they've lost a couple of games along the way. And they're going to lose more games. They're not running the table, breaking.
They have a feel very similar to that 2012 team. From an excitement, kind of a leadership, just sort of a, I don't know what the win-loss record's going to do. Because that 12 team got to 6 to kind of encapsulate that a little bit. But this team feels like that all of a sudden a little bit.
That 12 team caught a couple of big breaks that year.
Played 2 SEC teams that just sucked.
Arkansas had just fired Petrino. And
it was John L. Smith.
Interim coach. And Auburn had just gone off the rails. Now, the Auburn game, and don't get me wrong, I don't think Ole Miss can win there. But they're without Booby Whitlow now.
Mm-hmm.
Who runs the football? They just became a one-dimensional team with a freshman quarterback who
isn't ready for that yet.
He's playing like a freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
Of course, Ole Miss will go over there with the freshman quarterback. So I don't know. My point is that the rest of the season's really, with the exception of one game, I think the rest of the season has a chance to be really interesting. I don't think Ole Miss can play with LSU right now.
Yeah, that just seems like it's not. That's a tall order.
I'm sure I'll get. It'd be hard for the same people who call me a homer to say I'm a hater there. It's just.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like they're ready for that one yet. But
no. It doesn't to me. I mean, I worry about a young secondary against Joe Burrow right now.
Because the secondary, look, it's still a problem.
It's getting better, but now they've gone.
Riley Neal was awful.
Yeah, now they're playing kids.
So you're going to have some bust.
Well, I mean, remember the 2011 year, Cody Pruitt was back there, and there were growing pains. Sidquez Golson, was it a year later or that year? I think it was that year. Matter of fact, I know it was. Remember that because the Alabama kid ran over him in the
Trent Richardson.
Cinquez had growing pains. Those same kids a couple years later.
Well, I mean, even growing pains, and now look, somebody couldn't do anything about it. But, you know, Cinquez, now, and again, I understand he's going against an All-American and an All-Pro, but, you know, they even win one more in 12, but Cinquez had a couple bad positions on Mike Evans in that Texas A&M game.
Yeah.
In 12. Because, I mean, to me, that was the game in 12 that was even more impressive than anything else, because that was a good A&M team. It wasn't like Auburn or Arkansas or whatever where, hey, yeah, they're getting better. They beat some bad teams. I mean, they should have won. They scared the hell out of A&M that night.
Absolutely. My point is that those same kids, when they were seniors, they won some really big games.
Mm-hmm.
So these Jay Stanley and Prince and who am I forgetting? They had three kids in the backfield right now in the secondary. I don't know. My mind's not sharp today. I'm sorry.
You look off today.
They've got those guys back there that they're going to get better.
They're going to get better. I mean, it's this week, we'll see. If Brian's 100%, it's going to be a complicated week. But, I mean, I'm not 100%. I mean, it's hard to imagine he's completely 100%. He's going to play. We'll see.
Unless they're spinning in Columbia, and I don't think they are because their practices are kind of wide open from a media standpoint. And so unless they're covering it up, it appears that Kelly Bryant, fortunately, and I'm glad because I like Kelly, really nice kid. It appears that he escaped what could have been a really nasty deal.
Yeah. We'll continue the show in 1 second. First, tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. Security local underwriting understands your market, a leader in condo financing, the float down option, and with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years. Good time to talk to Jason, 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Our friends at Blue Delta Jeans are in Birmingham today. They'll be in Jackson tomorrow and Friday. So if you're in one of those two fine southern cities, get in touch with them. You want to get a private fitting, you want to book an appointment, you can do that. Send them an email, info at bluedeltajeans.com. And they'll hook you up. And while you have their attention, you should talk to them about the Geno. It's out in the open now. They're pre-selling the fabric. It's soft and comfortable. It's got a great group of colors. Sewing will begin on Halloween, so don't miss on the opportunity. Reserve your spot in the first run of this great new fabric line from Blue Delta Jeans. And if you're searching for that unique way to brand your company swag, you have a special event that you want to memorialize, Dead Soxy has you covered with their custom sock program. Click on the custom socks link. They'll walk you through the entire process from the complimentary digital mock-up before your order is placed to delivery logistics and even custom packaging. Dead Soxy is your place to create a gift. They will use time and time again with all-inclusive pricing, no upcharges or fine print. The custom sock design is as simple as it gets. Head over to deadsoxy.com, deadsoxy.com. /custom. And remember, you can still save 30% on general orders with the promo code Rebel Grove. And as always, stay soxy. We'll have picks up tomorrow. They are brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap, located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. Southern Craft Stove and Tap places emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with a come as you are environment, featuring 30 craft beers and offering a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations. Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasion. Join them for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, or have your favorites catered out. Catered orders placed currently receive $25 off any order totaling $100 or more, the ones that are placed online. So avoid the chaos of parking on the square. Head over and experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford. We have a Mind on My Money podcast that's up. Episode 9 is up. It's all about annuities. It is sponsored by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust based in Madison, Mississippi. They have clients in more than 20 states, advisors in multiple states as well. Founded in 1997, Pinnacle Trust provides detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. At Pinnacle Trust, investing is treated like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan. Cookie-cutter financial plans put you in a box. Pinnacle Trust builds a box just for you. To learn more, go to pintrust.com. That's P-I-N-N-trust.com. Mention you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee. And, Chase, I mentioned Dead Soxy. They sponsor the Soft Verbal podcast with myself and Zach Berry. We'll tape one of those later this afternoon.
Your mailbag is up, as you mentioned, kind of looking through that a little bit. You put Dan Mullen in your top five coaches.
Hard to argue, in my opinion. I thought about it, thought about it, and thought about it. Who would you rather have running your program, Dan Mullen or Jimbo Fisher?
Yeah, it's just a big group there where you could pull in a lot of different directions.
But if I offered you those two people today, who do you want?
I want Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
Jimbo destroyed the Florida State program before he left.
Look at what's happened to Mississippi State since Mullen left. They've gone back to mediocrity. Look what's happened to Florida since Mullen got there. And I know people hate him, and I get it. And frankly, a lot of that hate is very justified. It's not the point. They won 10 in a row.
That's good.
The computers have them losing by 1 point in Baton Rouge Saturday night. Look, I think they lose Saturday night, but if they win Saturday night, they are one win away from being, and I know it's a tough win, Georgia and all that stuff. I get it. But you have to start talking about them in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, every time they win a game, they're still in it. That's the thing. I mean, that's the way it works. Look, they can frustrate Jake Fromm. Defensively, they can do enough to at least stay in that football game.
Yeah, and if you stay in it, someone puts a ball on the ground. I mean, come on. You've watched enough football to know crazy stuff happens late in the fourth quarter. You just got to get there.
We did a flash vote yesterday afternoon on the message board for the name of this here endeavor that we're undertaking, and it looks like we're not even going to have a runoff. Looks like we've got an over 50% majority here to wrap this thing up.
We've gotten some pushback, and some of it is fair, some of it's not. We didn't want to go with an Ole Miss-related name because it's just we frankly would worry that we would be getting into some copyright stuff. I know a lot of people wanted us to put Potato Log Post Game on there. We didn't, frankly, because in much the same reason that Ole Miss didn't interview Robbins.
Sorry, the IHL, not Ole Miss, the IHL.
I'm sorry, the IHL.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, whoops.
You caused at least eight people to run off the road right there.
That bully block.
Yeah. I mean, as they said, we could just do like the IHL and insert our own name now and make it official.
That would actually be the funniest thing in the world. To be like, hey, that whole thing was a total farce. We had this name picked out all along.
We added it in at the last minute and really liked it.
We could have our first guest be Boyce. He could come on and say whatever the name is. I'm Glenn Boyce, and you're listening to.
Oh, get a little hit there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the next thing I want to do. I want to start getting some hits.
Do you?
Yeah. Get some of those taped. I'm going to start doing that. If I run into somebody, I'm going to get them to say it.
Okay. For the podcast?
Yeah.
But we don't go to commercial break in that.
Oh, we can come out of commercial breaks with a hit. Be fun.
Oh, okay. Something else I get to edit.
We got to do a new open and everything. We didn't even thought about that.
What do you mean we got to do a new open?
For the Saturday show.
No, we just start.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah. It's all good.
That's true.
Yeah, you just hit the button, and then you start talking, and then at some point you go, okay, let's record now, and you hit the record button.
Gotcha.
Although I don't really understand why we got to record it, because it already goes up to YouTube anyway. I can record it, but I don't know why I have to record it.
It's a question I had for Jay. He told me I needed this recorder.
Why?
And I thought, why? It's already
recorded. I can upload it to Facebook or something after the fact. I don't want to do that.
I've gotten where I just spend money. I'll get that too. Sure, okay. Get that too.
You were doing that last night. We were having some trouble with a couple things, and Neil's just over here on Amazon just hitting the purchase button nonstop.
Yep.
That's what he was doing.
Well, you needed an arm. I'm like, let's just get it. No point shopping anymore. Just get it.
Yeah, I was paranoid because I was a little worried my current mic wasn't going to work, so I just ordered another mic. A lot of stuff just getting ordered yesterday, and I'm hoping these banners work. I mean, they're going to work, but they're really big. They're quite large.
8x8 each one?
Yeah.
Why'd you order so big?
You told me to do that. God. You told me what Jay's size was and told me Jay wished he had bigger ones.
Well, Jay said his were too small.
Yes. So we have bigger ones.
I think his are like on the wall.
Yeah, he looks like he's just got his pasted up on the wall somehow. But here's the deal. Like, we're going to still do some live shows. Like, I think we're going to Jackson a couple months again and stuff. We can take these things with us, and they will look really good behind us.
That's true.
Yeah, it's kind of an all-purpose deal here.
I think it'll fit in here, actually.
But they're currently just in this cardboard cylinder that is covering about the entire width of my office.
The one wall that will be fine. I worry a little about the second wall. The one that has a door frame.
Yeah.
I'm worried that it's not.
That's my point. I think worst case, we can find some way to just pin it up somehow. Worst case.
Yeah.
Hand raise guys is winning. That is the thing that has 51.6% right now. Going in, I kind of expected the 49-10 grill to win. However, I think that shows you we have a lot of new subscribers. I think the old guys and people that have been with us for a long time chose that. And I think people that have come on since 2014 or so went more hand raised guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I don't get it. And then when you tell them, they're like, oh, that's funny. And they don't remember that. But that was 8 years ago.
I know. It's been a while.
8 years this month.
Yeah, 51.6% for hand-raised guys. I guess it needs a hyphen in it, although I think the hyphen makes it look worse. So do you want to be correct grammatically, or do you want to make it look a little better?
It's going to bother me if we don't do correct grammatically.
Okay. The hyphen's not going to look as good. It's going to be a pain in the tail.
Yeah.
Just telling you. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying ignore English. I'm just a thought.
Everybody else does.
What, ignores English?
Oh, my God. I've started correcting my kids. They drive them crazy.
What do you mean?
Well, they'll say, me and so-and-so went to, and I'm like, come on.
What did the kids mess up more than anything else? Generationally, what do they do that you've found that happens more often with them than other areas?
Well, stuff like the word there, it doesn't bother them when they all get it wrong. They just, they're like, well, you know what I mean. Like, yeah, but get it right. It's a lot of stuff.
Do your kids text in complete sentences?
Well, I have some fun with that because, you know, we have a family text and they'll text in shortcuts and text with like bruh and stuff. And I'll have fun with that. And then as soon as I text the way they text, they're like, oh, stop. You need to stop. I'm like, well, if you can text like that, why can't I text like that? Like, but you're old. Like, you know, I'll say old's a state of mind and all that stuff. So I don't know. Do you text in full sentences?
Oh, absolutely. Paragraphs too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm big on paragraphs and everything. I would rather send one long text with paragraphs than multiple short, choppy texts without paragraphs. Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm just kind of a stickler with that stuff. I don't know.
I saw it's in your mailbag, and we're kind of just rambling because it is what it is at this point. I don't know. Wednesday has become the slow day of the week.
Well,
for whatever reason. We kind of hit everything, but then we're not very close either, and we're just sort of here.
Well, the football team that we cover right now, what's the storyline? They're young. That's the big storyline. What's the day-to-day storyline? Who's the quarterback? Well, we know who played the last game. We think we know who's going to play this game, but no one's told us. I think it's going to be Plumlee again. I think it's going to be the same thing it was last week, frankly, where Corral's available. But they're not going to tell us that, and Matt's not going to tell you that tonight. And so we'll find out Saturday. And then we'll start over again.
What I was going to say was it's in your mailbag here. I saw the DM mentioned it just in passing in one of their stories the other day. And Ford's kind of finding comedy to it a little bit. Mike Bianco has never told a soul that I'm aware of he wants to be athletic director. Yeah, it doesn't go away.
Yeah, I started to call you about that and say, hey, before I answer this, is there something I should know?
No, I think it's just because that's been an SEC pattern. Skip Bertman, Ray Tanner, John Cohen. That for some reason, baseball coach is the one that has jumped to AD more than any other sport. Obviously, Phil Fulmer at Tennessee.
I think it's because Mike comes across like...
Because he is the AD of his own program.
He comes across like a guy who would be a good AD. And so in many ways, I think he would. Now, here's the part that no one ever touches on, except you just then. To my knowledge, he's never said he wants to be an AD. To my knowledge, he has consistently said, I want to be a baseball coach.
And thinks he's got plenty of years left in the tank. Mike's only like 51.
Yeah, he's... just a little older than me.
He's 51, 52, something like that. He had a little back issue last year before, but otherwise he's been really healthy the whole time.
I'm going to guess that Mike Bianco hasn't spent a lot of time thinking about retirement.
Mike's 52 years old, turns 53 in May.
I turned 50 in January. I've never spent much time, and when I say this, don't think that I haven't started thinking about planning for it. I mean, I'd give the max to my 401k and we put money back and all that. But there's a difference between planning for it and thinking about it. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's not on the cusp where it's like, hey, if I just get to here, if I do this, if I can just do this. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'm planning for whatever retirement might be. And I'm not one of these people who's just going to retire and sit around the house. I'd lose my mind. But I've never thought about retirement. I've never thought, boy, if I can just get through these next few years, I've never thought that way. And I don't think Mike thinks that way. And I don't know Mike the way you do. I don't cover his program. I've covered, what, 5 games in the last 3 years. He and I've spoken, but we don't really know one another. I get the impression he still has work to do in his own mind. He has stuff he wants to do as a baseball coach. That AD thing requires a lot of getting out and pressing the flesh and a lot of that stuff that he's never struck me as that's his favorite stuff to do.
Mike has been great about it because of the necessity, especially early on, the necessity of it as it pertains to baseball and PR and trying to get the community involved. It was his number one thing to Dan McDonnell, advice-wise, way early on when Dan got the Louisville job and even as an assistant at Ole Miss. He told Dan, keep a shirt and a tie and a jacket on the back of your office door, and if somebody asks you to speak, never say no, ever. Because you were building your fan base at Louisville when Dan took it, at Ole Miss early on when he was here. You know, winning does it eventually, but early on, it's grassroots. I mean, it's kind of guerrilla marketing in a way. And that was his advice to Dan, is go speak. Even to this day... I think he picks 2 or 3 high school, like, kickoff, first pitch banquets or stuff and goes around the state and speaks at them just to kind of stay involved, do it. We had a joke a couple years ago. I walked in for something, early February, walked into his office, and I was like, what are you doing? You're dressed up. And he's like, oh, I got one of those first pitch banquets. And it's like, okay, whatever. I was like, where are you going? He's like, ah, a little small school, you whatever. And I was like, where are you going? He goes, yeah, Hatley. And I went, no kidding. And he said, yeah, and we kind of had a little laugh. But, yeah, he still does it. I mean, that's one of his things is in baseball and basically anything but football and basketball where it's so just something that is going to be there no matter what as long as you win. It's been a deal where he's been really focused on PR and fan experience and doing all he can to try to get the most people in the park as possible. So
I mean, I think he'd be a good AD. I don't know. I don't sense that that's a real thing.
At least not right now.
Watch him get named tomorrow night. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, if so, okay, great. Whatever. It's fine. I mean, look, I'm not getting shocked by anything at this point.
That's what I told somebody.
You can't name a shocking thing for me at this point.
Yeah, you can't surprise me right now.
Yeah. Since
that day in late July of 16, from 16 to now.
That's it.
You can't do it.
Okay. It's fair. Podcast brought to you in part by MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. Custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, basic maintenance for your yard and living areas, and many more as well. They've got the dream backyard for you, easier than you think, online at gomastercuts.com for a free quote, or that same free quote at 662-607-7773. That's gomastercuts.com.
I had to pull something up, sorry. The podcast is also brought to you by, I'm sorry, I lost complete track. It's also brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you've been thinking about that golf trip with the guys, you'll never forget. Anniversary trips, you'll never forget. If you're planning on going to Florida, the Caribbean, I don't know, most anywhere, frankly, you need to get in touch with John. At least give him some parameters and a budget. Let him give you some options. He's part of Virtuoso. He just has tons of travel experience. You can look at his Instagram page. Look at the trips he takes himself, JCT Edwards on Instagram. Check those out. He can book something like that for you. He knows all the ins and outs of travel. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel. On the podcast, we're also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based REMAX Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market in Oxford better than Harry. Go to his site. He'll prove it to you. It's harryalexander.com. You should also go to savannahsquareoxford.com, which is about, as you might guess, Savannah Square, which is a new 9-acre development, 7/10 of a mile from the Oxford downtown square. If you're coming up next weekend for Square Jam, for the A&M game, all that stuff, and you are thinking about moving to Oxford, retiring in Oxford, whatever the case may be, get in touch with Harry. Look at some of the developments out in Savannah Square. Look at the model home at William Street. It's SavannahSquareOxford.com, 662-801-5621. We're also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you can want, all with the personal touch. When you call OUB, you speak directly with a live person. No 10 buttons to push, no 5-minute wait. OUB offers its customers the absolute best cash checking account. It's called Kasasa, and with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000 and refund ATM fees nationwide. OUB also offers online bill pay and mobile check deposit using its online app. To learn more, go to liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
If you talk to Gabe about it, I mean, obviously it's a big loss, but just how significant is this linebacker that's out for them?
It's big. Quarterback of their defense, all SEC caliber player, leading tackler, big part of the culture of their program. If you read Odom's comments, replacing him is difficult. They have people. They'll throw a body in there. But, you know, it's hard to replace leaders on your team.
Got two game fives tonight, another game five tomorrow. The Rays ran Justin Verlander pretty early yesterday, I think the fourth inning for him. They go to a game five tomorrow, and the National ones today. It's a really big day as far as setting some storylines, because you could get some meh, and you could get some pretty good stuff at the end of the day.
Yeah, think about this. Potentially at the end of the day tomorrow, the Atlanta Braves, who won, what, 96 games?
97, I believe, but close enough.
97 games. The Dodgers, who won well over 100. And the Astros, who won well over
107.
107. Think about this for a minute, man.
107.
The Houston Astros went 107-55.
That is correct.
And they're down to one game. They're down to one game, Chase. They're going to hand the ball to Gerrit Cole and go, think about what tomorrow would mean for the Astros if they lost. Now, they'll probably win. But Tampa's pushed them to five games, and Tampa is sneaky good.
Well, Tampa won 96.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Because there were so many historically good teams, you sort of forgot about
that. Yeah, that was the fifth best record in the AL, but they won 96 games.
Yeah, Oakland won, what, 98 games?
97.
Jeez. But you could be the Houston Astros tomorrow night, and it ends, and while the Rays celebrate in the visitor's locker room at your stadium, your 107-win season, gone, meaningless, and Gerrit Cole walking into free agency.
If they win, we're setting up a hell of an ALCS.
Oh, God. And then on the other side, this Braves team, which feels like it needs to be taking this step now.
You can lose to LA, but it needs to win a playoff series.
Needs to win a series. Needs to take that step now. They remind me so much of the 2015 Cubs.
Yeah, they're going to be fine next year. Their window's good, but...
Oh, yeah. But they need something so that it's not a mental thing creeping in. The Cubs benefited so much, and no, this isn't a Cardinal thing, so everybody chill out. The Cubs got so much in 2015 from winning that wild card game and then beating the Cardinals in the division series. Now, the Mets swept them. I mean, the Mets kicked their ass the next week. But because they beat the Cardinals and won that series, they went into 2016 with, we can do this. We can do this. Added a couple of pieces, boom, win a championship.
Yeah, the Braves can win a series, get the mental thing off, and then play with some house money against the Nationals or the Dodgers.
And if you're the Dodgers,
you're in the Astros boat.
Whew.
And you still haven't won that title.
They got to beat Steven Strasburg tonight.
Pick say at least the Astros have a title.
The Dodgers have, in this window, the Dodgers have lost to the Cubs in the championship series, lost to the Astros in the World Series, lost to the Red Sox in the World Series, and now they're one game away
from losing to a wild card team.
From losing to the Washington Nationals and waking up and going, you know, we're not getting any younger. Clayton Kershaw's not getting any younger. Our window is closing. It's still a great window, and we're still a great team. But the doubt begins to creep into your mind. Because if you're them, you look around, and you look at the rest of the division. The Padres are coming. The Padres are absolutely on their way. The Braves are on the cusp of being an absolute powerhouse. The Phillies are good. Nationals are good. Nationals have a decision to make with Rendon, but they're good. It's amazing how tonight, and tonight if the Dodgers win in that Nationals clubhouse, Anthony Rendon's a free agent. Steven Strasburg can opt out of his deal. Most expect that he will. Their window could slam shut. Game five is one game. If you're the Cardinals and you win tonight, what an incredible accomplishment to look up when you're in the championship series. And if you lose tonight, you think, well, I mean, how much longer can Yadier Molina do this? Is this the end for Adam Wainwright? Waka's got health issues. Their young pitchers can't stay healthy. Andrew Miller's not getting any younger. Carlos Martinez has been shaky as a closer. The Cubs aren't going away. The Brewers aren't going away. And the Reds are coming. Big time. If you're the Cardinals, it's a huge night. No way around it. And they send their ace to the mound and Flaherty. He's been freaking fantastic in the second half. And it's a big moment for Mike Fultonavitz.
Oh.
Such a big moment for him. And you got to think Soraka's available if you're the Braves tonight. Such a big moment for that franchise, one way or the other. And you're right, and absolutely right. Their window does not close tonight at all.
But their window is not even in their prime yet, yeah.
No. The window just got started to get open. But you don't want a mental thing to develop where it's, boy, this is one of the best regular season teams around. They get to the playoffs and they can't win the big game. Just can't get the big win.
Well, dude, it's hard. There's no guarantee ever.
That's why yesterday on Twitter, forgive me for a moment for a mini Cubs rant, okay? There was a cat on Twitter yesterday. It was a national guy, blue check mark and the whole deal. Reminding people that the Cubs traded Gleyber Torres. Let me ask you a question. You're a Braves fan.
Sure. Sort of.
We'll pretend to be a bigger one.
Okay.
Who's their big top prospect?
I'm so disconnected. I have no clue.
If I told you had to trade your very best prospect right now, but you were going to win a World Series, would you do it?
Every freaking time.
All day.
The purpose is to win a World Series.
All day. Yes, the Cubs traded Gleyber Torres, and they knew when they did it. They knew when they did it that there would be some sticker shock down the road. But one of the things I love about Theo Epstein is transparency. His quote was, if not now, when? They had the best record in the National League, and they had one big flaw. They couldn't consistently finish games. Guess what? They got a closer. They lose to the Giants in the division series if they don't have Aroldis Chapman. They lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS if they don't have Aroldis Chapman. They lose game five of the World Series if they don't have Aroldis Chapman. But they had Aroldis Chapman, and they beat the Giants. And they beat the Dodgers, and they won Game 5, and they won a World Series. It was worth it.
Every time.
Why is that so hard for people to get? The goal is to win. And look at the Braves today. Look at what we just talked about with the Astros today, with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the best example. That team is awesome. They are loaded. They are loaded. There aren't five players better than Cody Bellinger in baseball. Dude is a stud. Clayton Kershaw is a first ballot automatic Hall of Famer. Boom. Done. Hinshu Ryu, I can't even say his name, is a freak. This kid pitching tonight, Walker Buehler, is a monster. Kenley Jansen is one of the best closers in baseball over the last 10 years. Their lineup is loaded with stars. They haven't won a World Series. They have not won a World Series. It is so hard to win a World Series. Hell yeah, you'll trade one of your best prospects to win a World Series.
Every time.
It's silly. And yet people do that stuff because it's what I hate about sports writers. I've got to get on Twitter and have a hot take. It shows your complete misunderstanding of what the whole damn thing's about. Why at what SunTrust Stadium or what SunTrust Park or whatever it's called. I need to go. I've heard it's awesome.
It's great, yeah.
That's why that place is going to be packed tonight with nervous people. Packed because you want to win. The goal is to win the damn thing at some point. The Braves had that great run for, what, 15, 17 straight years? And the people remember the one title.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, well, only won one. Yeah, but they won one. They won one.
The Dodgers haven't won one since then.
The last time the Dodgers won the championship, I was a senior in college.
Yeah.
Think about how many good Dodger teams there have been. It's hard to win a championship. It's really hard to win a championship. Look at the Nationals. The Nationals have been consistently good for a long time, man. No title. They've been consistently good for a long time. Love them or hate them. It's really hard to be good. It's hard to make the playoffs. Look at the Rockies this year. Everybody thought they'd be really good. They fell off the map. Their pitching fell apart. The Cubs, people thought the Cubs would be a title contender. Their pitching kind of fell apart. Their bullpen fell apart. They got injuries. It's hard to win a title. Hell yeah, you'll make a trade to win a title.
Yeah. Lot at rebelgrove.com today. Again, Neil's mailbag. We'll have grades up here in a bit. About to do that here in a second. There's a new Mind on My Money, as we mentioned, and much more. So check out the site.
And a quick reminder, yeah. I have to do this earlier. Don't forget, you can get A&M tickets at olemisstix.com. Ole Miss men's and women's season around the corner. Same site, olemisstix.com. Make plans for Square Jam in a couple of weeks. It's Friday, October the 18th. It's a free event. It's olemisssports.com for more information. Ole Miss Volleyball on Sunday at 1:30 against Auburn. Tickets are free. Info can be found at olemisssports.com. And then soccer on Friday night. Ole Miss plays host to Florida. And admission is free to that as well.
We'll talk to you again soon.